Good idea, he said. Where's your car? Stark Street and Tyler. He flattened himself at the side of the door and took a quick look out. It's okay. My knees had stiffened up, and the blood had dried and caked on what was left of my pantyhose. Limping seemed like an indulgent weakness, not to be witnessed by the likes of Morelli, so I forged ahead, thinking, ouch, 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 but not saying a word. When we got to the corner, I realized he was walking me all the way to Stark. I don't need an escort, I said. I'll be fine. He had his hand at my elbow, steering me forward. Don't flatter yourself. I'm not nearly so concerned about your welfare as I am about getting you the hell out of my life. I want to make sure you leave. I want to see your tailpipe fading off into the sunset. Good luck, I thought. My tailpipe was somewhere on Route 1, along with my muffler. We reached Stark, and I faltered at the side of my car. It had been parked on the street for less than an hour, and in that time it had been spray-painted from one end to the other. Mostly day-glow pink and green, and the predominant word on both sides was pussy. I checked the plate and looked in the back seat for the box of Fig Newtons. Yep, this was my car. One more indignity in a day filled with indignities. Did I care? Not a whole lot. I was numb. I was becoming immune to indignity. I searched through my bag for my keys, found them, and plugged them into the door. Morelli rocked back on his heels, hands in his pockets, a grin beginning to creep to his lips. Most people are content with pinstriping and a vanity plate. Eat dirt and die. Morelli tipped his head back and laughed out loud. His laughter was deep and rich and infectious, and if I hadn't been so distraught, I would have laughed along with him. As it was, I jerked the car door open and rammed myself behind the wheel. I turned the key in the ignition, gave the dash a good hard smack, and left him choking in a cloud of exhaust and a blast of noise that had the potential to liquefy his insides.